is the DJ.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you. Thank you for tuning in to the Dean Show. Now I'm telling you, to put all the inane things to the side just for a moment, get a lot of people who are just flickering through and say, oh, I saw you on the TV and I started watching the show. Alhamdulillah, you did it again. You were flickering and you tuned into the Dean Show, maybe by accident, on purpose, whatever it is. Don't tune off, because we have a former R&B artist who changed his life for the better. He put all of that stuff to the side, the drugs and the music and the partying and the nightclubs, all of those inane things that don't bring benefit to the human soul. And he did the most wonderful thing that a person can do. We're going to be right back to hear his story here on the Dean Show. He was following the likes of Justin Bieber or Timberlake, Usher, you know these guys. We're going to be talking about all this and more here on the Dean Show. You don't want to go nowhere. Be right back.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Back here on the Dean Show, Omar Issa, peace be with you.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for finding time all the way from UK.
Indeed.
How was the trip?
Alhamdulillah.
People heard me mention Usher, got their attention. Justin Bieber got their attention. Or was it Justin Timberlake? Because you were an R&B singer, right? You were trying to be like the likes of them. These are like the most popular icons out there. And you left all that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, brother.
First, I start in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most just, the most kind, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the Lord of the Honorable Throne, the Lord of the Alameen, the King of Kings, the Master of Majesty of the heavens, the earth, and the universe. And I say my peace and blessings on the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was from that world where, you know, where it was all about the fame, the money, and all this kind of stuff. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me in 2011. But I was in the thick of it, you know, performing nightclubs, doing this. Stressing, is my song going to be, you know, working? In England, there's a system we have, just like in the US, where you have to come from the underground. You have to work from the underground. I was doing all of that. My manager was a renowned manager, and I was doing all of that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me.
Now, look, I always, because, you know, the Muslims, those who have submitted to the will of God, that's what a Muslim is. Jesus was a Muslim, Moses, Abraham, all the prophets that the Creator sent were Muslim. Now, you started off, you know, saying an Arabic word, Allah. We got to do this because a lot of our channels on a station that catches a lot of not yet Muslims tune in.
Okay.
So you said the word Allah, defined. What does this mean?
It's God, basically the one, you know, true God, one and only God, yeah, Allah. Same thing, it's just basically how the Christians would say God, we say Allah.
In Arabic, people who read the Arabic Bible, I love to mention this because the word, for people that think this is some foreign God, Allah is mentioned in the Arabic Bible, yeah, on the first page over a half a dozen times.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. So this is not some foreign God. Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. In Aramaic, Jesus said, Allah, and your name is Omar Isa.
SubhanAllah.
And in Arabic, look, that means Jesus.
Yes.
Your last name is Jesus. And we love Jesus. We don't worship him. No. But your last name is Jesus. Isa, Jesus.
Yeah, he's a beloved prophet of our religion, Islam. And, you know, as you said, we love him. You know, and it's my wish, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me with a child, I'm going to call him Isa as well, inshallah.
I mean, this is so farcical, laughable, when people start to make Muslims out like the Antichrist, when it's a pillar of our religion to believe in Christ, Jesus, peace be upon him. We strongly object to people saying that he was God, a literal son of God, right? We believe he was a mighty messenger of God, just like Abraham, Moses, you know, so it's laughable. But you got even someone, you're going to name your child after
inshallah,
Jesus.
Inshallah.
That's amazing, yeah. Inshallah, God willing. So tell us a little bit more. You're living this life, fast life. And you told me something when we were talking a little bit, that you were actually in between both worlds a little bit.
Yeah.
You were still holding on a little bit to the salat, the prayer,
yeah,
right? But you'd make it in the what? You'd make jama'at in the nightclub? How'd that work out?
I've always had fear of Allah. That's one thing I've always had. My mom always put that in me. And ever since I was 16, I was praying salat, but I had dreams, big dreams of becoming this superstar. You know, and the weird thing about me was I used to perform in a nightclub and I used to come home and still pray Isha. And I used to, in my mind, pray to Allah, oh Allah, you know, take me to the Grammys, take me to all these MTV awards, make me the star that I want to be. And it was weird, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always with me, you know, always there.
You know, you said she put the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
You know, many people, they have this false notion that God, you know, the Muslim God, Allah, the creator of them, our maker, their maker, is just this God that you just fear him. But you know, in the Bible, I just want to mention in Proverbs, it says in Psalms, the beginning, fearing God is the beginning of wisdom, right? So, but what's the balance? We know that there's a balance between love and fear. You know, did you just fear God or did you love him also?
No, everything before we start with anything, we say Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We start in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. You know, so doesn't that say in itself, everything apart from one surah in the Noble Quran and Islamic holy book, we always start by saying that, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. So that says it all. Allah's mercy overcomes His wrath.
He's the most loving. Yes. Al-Wadud, He's the most loving.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, don't take like the second command, don't take God's name in vain, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So now you're going to be, He's love, love, love. No, and then you're just, you know, doing all these horrific acts. You better fear God too.
Yeah, of course.
Along with love, it's a balance.
Yep, of course.
Beautiful. So now, how did you get out of this rut? I mean, because we know we're not supposed to be in places that don't help us to become the best human beings. Mm-hmm. Nightclubs, obviously, yep. Where, you know, adultery is occurring, fornication, drugs, alcohol, bad things, evil things. How did you end up getting out of this bad environment and becoming a better human being?
It was all from when I was, as I said, when I was young, this thing that my mum put in me. You know, I'm born a Muslim, but you know, I can't say I was a practicing Muslim. So when I knew inside, it wasn't feeling right. Every time I was going into the studio, I was thinking, what am I doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me on this earth to do something for my deen, just to try to use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. And my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a voice, alhamdulillah. And I thought, what am I going to do? What can I do for my deen? So slowly, slowly, it started changing inside me.
Did you taste, okay, because we say, look, when you taste this deen, this way of life from the Creator, and then you tasted some of the dunya, did it taste different?
Of course. Of course, the sweetness of, you know, falling in love with Islam is something I can't explain. No love will ever match that. No husband and wife, no football team, no baseball team, nothing. Is the true love is only with Allah. And that came in me and that happened 2011. I remember the day clearly when I stopped doing it.
Now tell us, because you're from UK.
Yes, London.
And there were some events that happened in UK. And now someone who's watching, the not yet Muslims, they're like, okay, all of this stuff sounds good, but we just know, you know, what's really going down. You guys are like, you know, executing people in the middle of the street over there in UK. What do you feel when you see your religion, this way of life from the Creator, you know, betrayed in this negative way, in the wrong way like this? How do you feel?
I feel frustrated. That's what we all Muslims, because they won't show people like us. You know, we're law-abiding citizens. You know, we're British Muslims. You know, we love the country, but we love our deen first. And the thing is that there's knife crimes happening every day in London. I come from a very violent city, you know, and it's happening all the time. So we have to look at that. This is because a guy said Allahu Akbar and he recited a few ayahs from the Noble Quran. All of a sudden, he's a practicing Muslim. You know, we have to look at the backstory, look at who they are. To me, they were just normal guys. They were murderers. They weren't Muslims. They had no tag to them. They weren't Christians. They weren't Jews. They weren't Muslims to me, you know, to do that. You know, Allahu Alim, Allah knows best. But all I'm saying is that happens all the time in London. You know, so it's nothing new for us.
Yeah, you can't malign a whole way of life, you know, that's been there. I mean, since the first man, Adam, Islam has been there, submission to the will of God. You got now Muhammad, peace be upon him. Many people have this notion that Muhammad, it's a new religion, but Islam has been there since Jesus' time, Moses' time. Submit that concept of submitting yourself to the Creator. Yeah. And now we have it in its pristine form. Mm-hmm. We have the verbatim word of God, the Quran, and nowhere does the instruction manual of how we need to live, you know, from A to Z, give us the command to go and kill innocent men, women, children in the city, you know, blowing up people indiscriminately. I mean, have you found that?
In fact, in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you kill one man, it's like you kill whole of humanity. And if you save one man, it's like you've saved all of humanity. So what does that say?
Yeah.
What Allah, the King of Kings, the Lord of the universe is saying. So, you know, human beings never ever look at a Muslim to find out about Islam. Always go to Islam. Yeah. To find out about Islam.
Killing innocent people
is wrong.
You can't. Obviously, in a just war, you have a right to defend yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Your property, your home, and that. But okay, so I like what you said. Knife crimes happen. I know. You know, here, every so many seconds, there's a person being assaulted, you know, there's violent crimes happening, murder every few minutes, a woman's being, you know, raped every 90 seconds or so, and you don't, you know, look at the person's religion, right? It's the same thing I'm sure in UK happening, all these violent crimes.
It's always happening, you know, it's exactly the same. Any city you're going to go to, anywhere in fact in the world is changing so drastically that it's always happening. You cannot blame a religion, you know. There's so many, subhanAllah, nearly 2 billion of us. You know, if we were that bad, the world would be really, really bad. You know, yeah. If you look at it like that. It's just, you know, sometimes the media, you know, it's basically, the, as they say, it's, you know, what's the flavor of the month? And Islam's been the flavor of the month for a while now.
And it's been absolutely what you said. And I mean, that's like, you see the statistics of, yeah. of people who are intelligent, academics, Christian scholars, who are coming to Islam, seeing the contradictions in the man-made religions, who are accepting Islam, and the peacemakers have been made to look like the warmongers. That's the sad part, because Islam is promoting peace.
Yeah.
Peace with the Creator, peace within yourself, and peace with society. Yeah. So when you sit and you learn Islam, you see, you know, the beautiful teachings.
Yeah.
This is so absurd.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's very sad when you see it. You're right. It's the funny. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of planners. Whenever this happens, more people come to Islam. So really, they can plan, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, they can plan. Yeah, I plan, but I'm the greatest of planners.
That's why it behooves you to pick up this Quran, the verbatim word of God, to study the life of the last and final messenger. Not sent to the Arab or just to the Pakistani. He's sent to the American and the whole of mankind. If you're in UK, Britain, he is sent as a mercy to the world. Study his life in context. Ask the Creator to guide you, and you'll see that he was, as the Creator described him, he was sent as a mercy to the world. That's right. We'll be right back. You got more time?
Inshallah.
All right. We'll be right back with more here on The Deen Show.
Growing up in America, Eddie lived the American dream. He achieved it all before the age of 30. Money, cars, women. But beneath the surface, something didn't feel right. After achieving everything he ever desired, Eddie turned his back and walked away from it all and took his life in a whole new direction. Let us take you on his journey.
Back here on The Deen Show with Omar Issa, leftist life or the imitation of people who are not helping to produce good human beings. Because, I mean, how can you, like, imitating Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga, or Usher, or, you know, what's that, the Justin Beavers? Mm. I mean, really, if you look at many of these people's lives, all of their lives, they're either in rehab. You look at Dr. Drew. Yeah. You know Dr. Drew, celebrity rehabs. These people's lives are upside down. So you were heading in that direction. You left it.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with your time, with yourself now?
Basically, I've used what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, my voice, and I do nasheeds. Basically, it's an Islamic form of putting the message out there, using the voice. I just use my voice. That's what I do. I don't use no instruments. You know, back in the day, it used to be all about the guitars, the drums, everything. Now it's just my voice. And the voice is the most powerful tool we have. So I'm using it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spreading my Islam through my melodies. You know, I give it a tag, I came from R&B, now it's I&B, Islam and blues.
MashaAllah. Tell us now, look, you were on BBC.
Yeah.
You've been on some other famous radio stations, television stations.
Yeah.
You were on the BBC lately?
Just recently, just before I came to the US, I was in...
Tell us the story.
Yeah, I was on, it was an amazing, amazing experience. I was on a program that's called The Big Question. It comes on every Sundays, a live debate show, and they always debate about things that are happening. And on this particular show, they were debating the... a topic about Syria, actually, and another topic, and about music and religion. And this host himself, whenever I've watched the show anyway, he's very anti-Islam, very, are you sure it's the word of God? So who was Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are you sure he didn't do that? And what happened was, he came to me, and he said to me, you know, what is your opinion on what are you trying to do through it? And I went, look, my message is to come and talk about my Islam in the way that the media will not show, about the way that how my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest human being to walk the face of the earth. And then subhanAllah, it was a beautiful moment that he goes, can you sing, can you do something? And I did. I sang him a nasheed of mine, which basically I recite.
Let us hear what you... So he asked you to go ahead and recite one of the songs?
Yeah.
Which one did you sing?
Basically, I just went, how perfect my Allah is, and I praise Him. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. I said that, and he said, wow. He said, oh, that's touched me. So I actually said to him, in the hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these are the most beloved words to Allah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him. And he tweeted me 3 times. You know, Umar Isa, you really touched me.
He tweeted you now.
Yeah, he tweeted me. I've got it. So I screen saved him because he's known for his, what he says. He's quite aggressive towards Islam. So it was a blessing from Allah for me to put that. All the audience were clapping. And before that, they were sniggering. When another brother was talking about Islam and this, they were like, yeah, right. Yeah, right, like they do.
Yeah.
And then they went quiet. You know, and a Christian lady was sitting next to me and she went, you know, your voice is beautiful. There was a Christian guy next to me, a rapper. They were like, you should do something together to put the message out there. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
I mean, obviously we don't compromise when it comes to this way of life. That's from the Creator. You know, we speak the truth in a polite way. We try not to disparage against anyone. Yeah. You know, when we talk about Jesus being a mighty messenger, we never disrespect Him. No. And when we talk to even people like that, the Creator tells us in the Quran, you know, to fight evil with goodness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, we want to give some advice to the brothers also who are out there who are following the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet. But when you come with this harshness, you know, when they'll take a snapshot of this, a video, and then they're arguing with the host and they're getting belligerent and... Yeah. You're not representing the deen well. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he never did that stuff.
No, not at all. You know, the thing is that show taught me something, and it taught me that what I am doing, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, I'm on the correct way of doing it in my way. I'm coming through from a melody point of view. They're going to listen. One of my nasheeds is called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's about the revelation of the noble Quran. It's the story. You know, how he went to Khadija radiallahu anha, his wife, his beautiful wife, and he was talking about it. And when they listen to these stories, the amount of Christian people I've had who have come to me and said, one person actually said to me, came back to me and said, after listening to your album, I played it to 3 Christians and they said, tell your friend, we didn't know Islam was a religion of peace. Mm-hmm. And I went, Alhamdulillah.
You're not going to get people with harshness now.
No.
You know, you're not going to soften hearts. We really recommend, you're from UK and you got Ayra there?
Ayra is there, yeah, Alhamdulillah, beautiful.
Abdulrahim Kareem. Yep. You know, what are the other, Hamza Zorsis.
Yeah, beautiful brother again.
What's the other brother also? All of the brothers there, you know, are fabulous brothers, and I really encourage the brothers from UK. Yep. You know, they did an event, or they put together a program, and they went to the Olympics. Was it the Olympics?
Yeah,
they were giving dawah out there, inviting people to the purpose of life.
It's beautiful. I remember
and so
that.
Many people are coming to this way of life. It's the fastest going way of life. That's how I really encourage people to go. They have a program, how to give dawah.
They have a dawah thing they do, and it's, you just gotta go to their website.
Yeah.
And it's everything there. They're doing it. I think they're spreading out now.
Learn how to do it the right way, not the wrong way, because you're gonna end up scaring people away with your frown. Smile a little bit more and invite people to this beautiful way of life. So tell us now, have you had challenges in your life? And how have you overcome them? Because, you know, the desire in man is strong, right?
Yeah.
So usually the desire, you know, it drives someone to the nightclubs. It drives someone to chase that man, or the woman's looking for the attention from man. And then she gets used by man, right? God tells us to do it in the right way through marriage, have the family involved. And the blueprint is laid out there.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, sometimes we have that hard time to submit. Islam means peacefully submitting to the Creator.
Yeah.
Has it been a challenge?
It's been a challenge. You know, I'm a West, as I say, I'm a guy from the West, and it's very difficult. You know, you see it all the time, the peer pressure. You see people who have, I've got this girlfriend, and I've got this, I'm going to this club, I'm listening to this track, this new thing. And you have to understand that this world is very, very temporary. You know, the real, you know, you sometimes in this life, you feel empty, very empty. You see it a lot of times. People have got money, got everything, they're empty. Just recently, 2 years ago, Amy Winehouse, one of the biggest singers in the world, killed herself. You know, she drank herself to death.
What was her name?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. She was a big famous celebrity.
Very amazing voice. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did bless her with that voice. And she just drank herself to death, literally. And when you see that, you think, you know what? Indeed, heaven is a place where we're going to have true happiness. And that's what I'm fighting for. That's why I walk the streets and I lower my gaze. That's why I talk to people in a respectful way. That's why I do not answer back when someone does road rage to me, because I think, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the master, my Lord, my judge, count me on that? What will he say to me on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? Because we are all going to be accounted for everything we do, good and bad.
Have you felt, because we know it's incumbent on every Muslim, one of who has submitted to the will of the Creator, Jesus was a Muslim. I always remind people, this is not a foreign way of life. This is from the Creator.
Yeah.
You know, Abraham was not a Jew or Christian, but he was one who submitted to the will of God. He was a Muslim. That's what a Muslim is. So now a Muslim is commanded to pray 5 times a day. Not because God needs it, because it's our medicine. We need it, right? So has this really helped you? As God has said in the Quran, a law that, you know, established a prayer because it keeps one away from evil, shameless deeds, you know? How do you feel that that's like, and for the people who aren't praying, motivating them to start with the salat?
It's the best thing. Every time something's happened to me, when I turn to Allah and I turn to salah, prayer, it helps me. You know, it's the sweetness of when you listen to the words and what you're reciting. You know, it's, you know, in every salah, prayer that we do, we have to recite Surah Fatiha, the first surah of the Quran. And basically when we're talking about it, we're saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first part is my servant is praising me, and the second part is for him. And indeed, whenever I've gone through hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never ever let me down. Salah is the only way, you know, it's the only way where I find my peace anyway. Mm-hmm. You know?
Now, we want to distinguish between judging someone. Judging will be for the Creator on the day of judgment. Yeah. Allah will judge everybody. Now, we want to give the sweet advice because that's what we're commanded to do, you know. And you have a lot of the people out there who they turn for solace, they turn to the bottle.
Yeah.
They turn to music. It's addictive. Wake up to it. It's numbing the mind, all the entertainment. Mm. Instead of running towards the Creator and asking for guidance, or the one who is supposed to be a Muslim, he's running towards Usher, wakes up to it. When he's got a problem, just blast the radio, and that's all he's doing, you know, to find that comfort. And for a minute, it just takes all his problems for a minute, but then the bigger side effect comes.
Yeah.
What kind of advice do you give for those people?
I honestly, I was there. You know what you said? I was there. I was that guy who used to, anytime there was a problem, I used to listen to a song. And I used to sleep sometimes, listen to music. And I used to wake up singing that song, not saying La ilaha illallah, not saying, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God, the one true God, but singing these songs. And my answer to that was, now I try my best to listen to the Quran. Them words are something else. They touch you. And like you said, brother, we can't judge people. You know, we don't know who is beloved to Allah. There might be a person out there who doesn't pray salah, but he's more beloved to Allah than the person who prays 5 times a day. It's about what your heart is, who you are as a human being. If you're good to human beings and you treat everybody fairly and you don't want anything back from anybody, you just want it back from Allah, you are indeed the most successful. And that's how I try to live my life.
Because you've been there, you tasted that again.
Yes, never helped me.
It never helped you. At all. But now connecting with Allah, the Creator, the Maker, through the verbatim word of God, has this helped you?
Always helps me. Always helps me. Every time I feel, when I perform, I have a really adrenaline rush and I try to calm myself and I turn the Quran on and it brings me a lot of ease and it brings me back down to earth.
Uh-huh.
Brings me back down to say that, you know, I'm just a servant of Allah, and I'm just putting a message out there.
Yeah, and you can't expect now just all at once, you know, you're turning to the, you got to give yourself, you got to sincerely give yourself to the Creator for it to work.
Ask Allah. I ask Allah. I said to Allah, you know, I know lots of brothers, because mashallah, there's a big Muslim community in England, and brothers have said, all I did was ask. I said, please, Allah, guide me.
Like a beggar.
Yes, please, God,
because if we need some food or money, we put our hands out like this.
Yes.
Right? And the prophets didn't pray like this. They prayed like this, like we need something. Oh Allah, the Creator, give it to me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's how you get it.
Yes.
You have to plead. You have to ask.
Yes, of course.
So let's start with that. Start right now. You can start right now, no matter what condition you're in. Ask the Creator, the Maker, to guide you, to help you with any of your problems. And He'll do that guaranteed if you're sincere. We'll be right back with more here in the Deen Show.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Deen Show, where Omar Isa, we talked about your last name actually being the name of Jesus. Isa in Arabic, Jesus in English. No Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus as one of the mightiest messengers of God. We got a lot of not yet Muslims out there who at the end of the show, they might even accept this way of life from the Creator, Islam, submission to the will of God. So tell us now, Omar Issa, you, in your nasheeds, you use only the voice,
yes,
right? Have you had some people object and say, come on, man, throw in the guitar and the bass, brother?
All the time, all the time, all the
time. What do you tell them?
I say to them, you know, I've been there, done that, and let me tell you something. You know, what I'm getting now, the fulfillment I'm feeling now, that I'm putting it out there and I'm speaking about my Allah and my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and my beautiful religion, Islam, there's no better feeling. So I'm not going to go there. Why would I want to do that? I can go back to the R&B world, really. That's
really,
where
they're
right? Really, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That's where the money is, if you think about it. If you go there, in the nasheed game, if you're doing it, you have to be sincere for the sake of Allah. Do it for a pure intention. When you're doing R&B, my intention was all about the money, all about the fame, all about being noticed on the street and all that. So
keeping the intention purely for the Creator.
Yep.
So important. We have to do that. Remind myself and all those watching that our intentions have to be right.
Yes.
May Allah help us to purify our intentions.
Amen.
Ameen. So now, have you had a chance in trying to talk with people, you know, because it's an obligation on every Muslim to share. Yeah. If we care, we share. Should we share the purpose of life, you know, with humanity? And through your vocals, have you had a chance to talk to some of the not yet Muslims and use? You mentioned the BBC and it touched someone. Have you had other experiences like this?
Yeah, there's been loads. With me, it's whenever I put a nasheed out, I've got three nasheeds out at the moment and an album as well. And whenever I put that stuff out, people always write messages saying stuff like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know about your religion, but something's touched me inside. And then I write to them. I'm like, you know what? I'm here for you. Any question you want to ask. And, you know, a dialogue begins.
Yeah.
A dialogue begins when you start talking about it and you start speaking about it. And at the end of the day, when I speak to somebody, at the end of the day, Allah is the one who guides. So I can give them that, plant the seed. It's always a beautiful thing to do. And then inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it flourish.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. It's our duty just to convey. We can't force nobody.
No.
But it's everyone's God-given right that they should know what Islam is.
Yeah.
Tell us now, look, let's go back, let's translate some of those words,
yeah,
right? The ones that you sung so eloquently, beautifully to that interviewer.
Yeah.
You said, say it.
I said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. How perfect Allah is.
Let's stop right there. How perfect the Creator is.
Yes.
And you can take off with the pure monotheism from that He's not a man, He's not a woman, He doesn't sleep, because if He's perfect, absolute, He doesn't need any of the things that human beings need. He doesn't need food, He doesn't need air, He doesn't need water. He's perfect.
Yes.
So go ahead, continue. Yeah.
And I praise Him only. You know, I praise Him only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the praiseworthy.
He's worthy of all praise.
Yes.
I can say thank you, brother, for being on the Deen Show, but He's worthy of all praise because
yes,
He gave us the eyes that we see with,
yes,
the ears that we hear with, the heart that we love with. He gave us that.
Yeah.
So He's worthy of all praise. The Creator.
Yep, the Creator.
Everything. Keep going.
That's what I did. I just recited that bit and I said it in English. So I translated it so he heard it in Arabic and English. So it touched him in both
that
ways.
That goes back to the Tawheed.
Yes.
The pure monotheism that all the messengers brought and taught.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. I just get really excited. Alhamdulillah. We're almost coming to an end. Tell us about your future plans now, your future projects that you have that you're working on.
I just recently in November released my album, my first album. I've only been doing nasheed since June 2011. And I just released an album. I've actually got a little present for you, brother. Here's an album. To me, to you.
MashaAllah, yeah, thank you. May Allah reward you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm doing it's a voice campaign we're doing at the moment where we're just.
We need to substitute, I'm telling you, we need to substitute. People need to get rid of all the punk rock and the hip hop and all the stuff like get that money, get that hoe, get that dough, yo, yo, yo. We have to get rid of that stuff because that's contaminating our minds and it puts us in a false reality.
Yeah.
It takes us into a dreamland, a fantasy. Yeah. I was there too. Look, I've been there, done that. Yeah. I was in the entertainment world and you just wake up to it, go to sleep to it, put it in your ride and you got the kickers in the back and you boom, boom. And it's just numbing your mind, right? But, you know, if we say something's haram, we take it away with something, replace it with something better. That's what
there's
we endorse.
You know, with my nasheed, I try to do a story with every nasheed. There's one nasheed I actually did with a brother, Abdullah Rao. It's called The Promise of Allah. And in that nasheed, I'm talking about an ayah in the Quran where Allah says, verily with hardship, there is relief. So, you know, you see all over the world, people are feeling down. People are depressed. If it's work, if it's wife, if it's children, you see it and you think to yourself, subhanAllah, you know, indeed, if you turn to Allah, you will get your ease. because that's the only, I'm a witness to it. You know, I can't express it enough. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm doing a voice campaign at the moment where I'm just doing, basically what I'm trying to say to people is anything music can do, so can the voice. Inshallah.
And so you work with, you also, what have you guys thought about doing a joint effort? I had him on the show. I love the Abdullah Rowe.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. We're going to have you back. You could check him out too. There's none greater than the creator.
Yes.
You know this one?
Yes, of
course. Say it.
I'm not to sing it. I know there's none greater than the creator.
That's his song. Abdullah Rowe. That's right. Yeah, and then we got Omar Issa. Yeah. Get their stuff. Get their stuff. The good stuff. Stay away from all this stuff that's not doing you any good now. So we almost got to go. We got like, they're saying 1 minute. Can you sing something?
Yes, of course. And this is what I'm going to do is called The One. It's about the oneness of Allah. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm so tired, feels like I've walked 1,000 miles. Uninspired, dunya's got me on my knees. But thankfully I've got Islam, oh. It gets me through trying times, oh. And when I read the noble Quran, oh, it tells me what's the truth and gives me all the proof. My Allah is the one, the one, the one, one, the one, the one, the one, the one. My Allah is the one.
Takbir, Allahu Akbar, God is great. Thank you so much. That was really inspiring. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. Allah reward you. Thank you so much, my brother. Alhamdulillah. And that was Omar Issa. We want to replace the bad with the good. There ain't nothing like the book that was sent to mankind, the verbatim word of God, the Quran. Connect with that. And if you need some entertainment in your life, do it the right way, not the wrong way. So get this CD. Also, Abdullah Rowe. Then you got Omar Issa. Hook up with these brothers. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that all of us go through hardships. But when you got, like the brother was singing, you know, about the perfect one, the creator, who is there for us, you just have to reach out to him. And he's there. Allah, the creator. You don't even have to say Allah. Say my maker, the one who made me, the one who Jesus prayed to. He said, oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom one. Thy will be done. So that's the one, the Lord's prayer right there. If you're a Christian, there's no in there where it says like, and in the name of Jesus. No, just the creator. The one who Jesus, he prostrate to the ground and he prayed to God. Beseech God's help. Ask him for forgiveness and he'll facilitate a way. And try to reach for something that's higher than the stars. Because you wouldn't, as I had a guest before, and he was like, you wouldn't trade a Bentley for a bike or an airplane for a kite. Why trade Jannah, paradise, for this dunya? You know you're going to die. And at the end, the day of judgment, and hellfire and paradise. So do we work to please our Creator before we meet our Creator? Start today. No matter what bad or evil things you've done, He's the most loving, the most merciful. Start to ask Him for help and guidance, the one Creator. And continue to visit us here on The Deen Show. You can call us also, 1-800-662-ISLAM, to pick up the verbatim Word of God. It behooves you to read this book. You read every other book? Read this book. Read this book and find out for yourself if it's the truth. And we'll see you next time, God willing. Until then, peace be with you.